It is very unfortunate that almost 4 years into the life of the inclusive government, the issue of the reform of the security sector has not been embraced or has not been done thoroughly. We would have expected by now some level of behavioral change, especially from senior army officers who themselves must be bound by the constitution of Zimbabwe. It is very disturbing when you continue to hear senior army officials denigrating other political parties and making statements that insinuate that they would not allow any other person to preside over this country other than the incumbent, meaning that they would not precisely allow a person like the current Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai to take over reins of the country should he win the next election.
But talking to senior ZANU-PF officials, they are saying there is nothing amiss here because most members of the army, or at least the seniors, were part of ZANU-PF during the Liberation War, and they fought side by side. They were all in the trenches together. Therefore, there is no distinction.
In as much as the senior army officials were part of the liberation struggle, which many who are not here, we are not necessarily in ZANU-PF today, were also part of, that does not give them the license to dabble in politics.